morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If you're looking to get 2019 off on the right foot, you may be interested in some resources from Iowa State University Extension. Two recently released newsletters highlight a variety of programs and resources from ISU Extension. The Ag Decision Maker newsletter, recently released from the ISU Ag Decision Maker website, features a variety of new information from ISU Extension and Outreach's Ag Decision Maker web resource for ag producers. Updates for this month include suggested closing inventory prices and estimated costs of crop production. The newsletter also takes a closer look at changes in the cost of production and a new method to consider when looking at options for drying corn on the farm. Other highlights, new and updated files on crops cost and return include 13 decision tools related to crop production cost budgets, as well as an updated historical cost of crop production in Iowa. In the newsletter stories, there's features on estimating the cost of crop production and how vital it is for a farm business in 2019. There's also the Iowa Farm Outlook newsletter, a discussion in the livestock section on stronger hog prices possible despite more production in 2019, and a feature in the crop section on trade being the key to success in 2019. Also in the Ag Decision Maker newsletter, links to the Ag Marketing Resource Center Renewable Energy Report, as well as Ag Policy Review updates from the Center for Ag and Rural Development. Again, all of these are in the Ag Decision Maker newsletter and linked to the Ag Decision Maker website. If you are interested in receiving the Ag Decision Maker newsletter when it comes out monthly, you can visit the Ag Decision Maker at the Iowa State University Extension website and sign up to receive that newsletter via email on a monthly basis. Also released this week, the Acreage Living newsletter from the Small Farm Sustainability Program at Iowa State. Articles featured in this month's Acreage Living newsletter include learning the basics of lavender production and how it can be a profitable addition to small and medium agricultural operations, some tips on protection from barn fires and how to minimize the potential for barn fires, reviewing key 2018 developments in ag law and taxation, free workshops coming up on foreign animal disease preparedness, frost protection for high-density orchards, and some information on upcoming winter beekeeping courses. All of those, again, featured in the Acreage Living newsletter from the Small Farm Sustainability Program. Again, if you would like to receive that newsletter and accompanying updates, you can search for Acreage Living newsletter on the ISU Extension website and sign up to receive that newsletter when it comes out. And finally, if you are interested in learning about some resources for your crop year in 2019, a reminder that by this Friday is the last day to register for the Crop Advantage series coming up next week, Thursday, January 24th, here in Atlantic. Our program opens with registration at 8:30, and at 9 a.m., we kick off with a program on the impacts of interest rate hikes and trade disputes on land values. We'll have breakout sessions at 10 o'clock on herbicide updates and nitrogen management. Breakouts at 11 o'clock, we'll go over our 2018 growing season review and a weather outlook for 2019. We'll break for a lunch at noon. After lunch, you can choose to learn about the soybean gall midge or bee-friendly practices on farm. For our second afternoon breakout sessions, you can choose between cover crops and no-till soybeans and getting your Iowa Private Pesticide Applicator continuing instruction course. We will then take a break and wrap up the day with a market outlook for 2019 and strategies for dealing with stress. The meeting will adjourn at 4 p.m. You can register early and save. Anytime before midnight on January 17th, you can sign up for that program for $50. That does include all of your materials for the day, as well as lunch, breaks, and your private pesticide applicator continuing ed, as well as CCA credits. If you want to register after that, or if you want to walk in and register the day of the event, that is a $60 fee. Either way, we hope you will join us for the 2019 Crop Advantage Series here in Atlantic on January 24th. If you would like to register, you can do that online or pick up a form here at the office and mail that in to the Crop Advantage Series in Ames. To register online, visit cropadvantage.org. You can also find the entire schedule for the day on that website as well. For access to any of those resources, you can, of course, visit the ISU Extension website, or you can always call our office, 712-243-1132. Find us online at our Cass County Extension website, or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events and links to ISU resources that are timely. And, of course, you can visit us at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.